This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Lawmakers here in New York have voted to stop turning old power plants into generators to power computers creating new cryptocurrency. The concern is about extra carbon dioxide causing climate change and other environmental burdens. It will be the first state to do this if the governor, Kathy Hochul, signs it. What's referred to as crypto mining is actually power-hungry computers that churn along, solving complicated math puzzles to manufacture value in the form of, say, a new Bitcoin, Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports.
Geneva, New York is nestled at the northern end of Seneca Lake, a destination that draws visitors in droves, especially this time of year.
Two glasses of Pinot Gris and one glass of what?
Cab Sauv.
Cab Sauv. Okay, I'll pour that.
The co-owner here at Billsboro Winery, Vinny Alipurdi, depends on those tourists to keep his business thriving.
We're a smaller winery. We produce around 4,000 cases.
But Alipurdi worries the region's tourism industry is threatened by a nearby power plant that started mining crypto here 2 years ago. The plant discharges warm water into the lake, which Alipurdi says affects the grapes grown in the region.
We're seeing higher humidity levels. Warmer overnight temperatures has really been a major contributor to higher disease pressure in vineyards.
The plant, located just off the shore of Seneca Lake, was bought in 2014 by a company called Greenwich Generation LLC. It runs on natural gas, a fossil fuel. New York lawmakers just passed a two-year moratorium that would block crypto miners from repurposing plants like this one. The state would use that time to study the industry's impacts. Assemblymember Anna Kellis sponsored the bill.
So it basically is saying, hands off our fossil fuel-based power plants that are retired in New York State.
Although existing facilities would be allowed to keep operating. Kellis says the crypto industry's intense power use will make it harder for New York to lessen its dependence on fossil fuels and achieve its climate goals.
Seems like a bad use of our energy as a state.
But Greenwich's operators say its emissions would make up 0.2% of the state's climate emissions targets for 2030. And John Olson of the Blockchain Association says restrictions like the moratorium could drive crypto investors and jobs away from New York.
That sends a very negative signal to an industry that is basically being welcomed elsewhere.
Governor Hochul has until December to sign the bill into law. At Seneca Lake, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.